The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, Shane Lowry has been speaking about the perspective he gained from his daughter after placing second, after coming second in a golf tournament at the weekend. You probably watched it. He was, I think, three shots ahead with two holes to play and he had two double bogeys and lost by his shot. But his daughter said, "Why is everyone acting so sad, Dad? You finished second. Second is good." For more on this, we're joined by Enda McNulty, CEO of McNulty Performance and, of course, a member of that 2002 Armagh All-Ireland winning team. Enda, is Shane Lowry's daughter right?
She's absolutely right. I think all your listeners this evening, Shane, will be smiling when they hear that about, you know, that sense of perspective. She's absolutely right. I'm lucky that I've worked with Shane Lowry way back in the day. Would you believe, Shane? He was about 50 in the world when I was doing work with him on his overall mental game and his total preparation for golf. He was a complete joy to coach. He was a complete joy to work with. And I think if you're looking at a sports person who has the right attitude and the right mental approach, Shane Lowry is almost better than textbook from a sports psychology or a mental preparation point of view. And his daughter and I think his family and his team are doing a brilliant job to keep that sense of perspective, to keep him grounded, and to keep him really aware of how lucky he is. So if we're looking at an athlete who plays with a smile on their face, he's the epitome. If we're looking at a sports person who shows us how we should show up in a performance, he's exemplary.
Is that idea of, you know, finishing second and, you know, it's, you know, after first, everybody else is a loser. Is that kind of an American philosophy? Is that where it comes from?
What do you think, Shane?
I think it is. I absolutely think it is. I never understand. And what I find even more comical is people like myself who, you know, who've never played at the highest level of sport, slagging off somebody for coming second in the world or coming second in an All-Ireland final or coming second in the Premier League. And like, we wouldn't come in an ass's roar of those kind of achievements.
Well, I think, you know, if we're coming first or second, I think what's most important is, are we doing the very best to perform at our very best? And I think that's something we can always win with. And that, for that reason, Shane, I'm sure, is very happy. He continually is striving to be his very best. Doesn't mean to say he won't get a sleepless night and odd time, like he said after the weekend, but it means that he's a very strong sense of perspective about, is he doing all he can do to be the best he can be? And that's something we all can control, whether we play a sport or not.
Okay.
And kids are particularly important for that because they keep us grounded in what is most important.
And logically, you are making absolute sense. I can't disagree with a word of it, but I have to put it to you. You were part of an Armagh team that were kind of knocking on the door for a number of years, not quite getting over the line. Like, don't tell me Kieran McGeaney wasn't in the dressing room going, you know what, this is no good. We need to win this. We need to win the All-Ireland.
Absolutely. I can tell you that I had a lot of sleepless nights. I can tell you for months I was almost depressed after defeat. So absolutely it happened to me. But I've learned. I've learned from working the best in the world. I've learned after many thousands of hours of coaching and reflection. Jamie Heaslip was probably the best example I ever saw of somebody that after defeat or after a bad game, he was brilliant at bouncing back. And isn't that what resilience in sport's all about? It's how quick you bounce back from defeat. Doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. It doesn't mean that you're disappointed, and I was disappointed after lots of Sundays in Croke Park. However, I also gained perspective about learning and development, and all of us can gain perspective.
Okay, have a listen, Enda. This is Team China's Olympic skier, Eileen Gu. She was responding to a reporter who kind of put it to her about, you know, winning two silver medals instead of gold. You know, have you lost two golds or did you win two silver? Have a listen to her response.
Do you see these as two silvers gained or two golds lost?
I'm the most decorated female free skier in history. I think that's an answer in and of itself. How do I say this? Winning a medal at the Olympics is a life-changing experience for every athlete.
Yeah, she's spot on, isn't she?
She's absolutely spot on. Well, her words speak 10,000 words. Even the tone in her voice, she's so overjoyed with what she's achieved. Isn't that the whole Olympic motto and the Olympic philosophy? Sitius, altius, fortius, faster, higher, stronger. Isn't that what life's about? no matter what we do, let's get faster, higher and stronger.
Okay. And does that does the finishing second thing, as an Arsenal fan, as a long-suffering Arsenal fan, we finished second the last 3 years. And I laugh, like West Ham fans were taunting last season about finishing second again. I mean, they would dream of finishing second.
Well, I'll be honest, I'd love to be in the Arsenal change rooms and have them win the Premier League. I would absolutely love it. I have been in touch with some of the folks at Arsenal Football Club, and that's something I would love to have them achieve.
Okay, all right. Anyway, bottom line, you're saying it's about being the best you can be, not necessarily being first. If that gets you to first, well and good.
Well, to use a Bob Rotella phrase, golf is not a game of perfect. Life is not a game of perfect. It's a game of progress. Develop and improve. And Shane Lowry, finishing second, knows that there's a huge amount right about his game. It's about 98% right.
Okay, all right. Enda McNulty, CEO of McNulty Performance, and of course, All-Ireland winner with that Armagh team in 2002. Thank you indeed for talking to the Hard Shoulder.
Now, there's about a million texts coming in on dodgy boxes, but this text has jumped out at me, which has nothing to do with dodgy boxes. Kira and Shane, I love your new show, but you are causing chaos in our house in the mornings. The Hard Shoulder was playing during the night earlier in the week. I heard your voices. I jumped out of bed thinking it was News Talk breakfast and started to wake the house. Then this morning, I heard Anton Savage speaking. I presumed it was still the middle of the night because it wasn't you guys, and I rolled over and went back to sleep. Ended up with everyone late. Help.
Oh dear. I'm so sorry.
We are 4-7 now, and Anton is 7-9. And
if it's any consolation,
it took us a while too to adjust.
It's only, Kira keeps saying we'll be back in the morning.
I do. See you tomorrow, bright and early at 4 p.m. I know that's desperate, isn't it? But anyway, thank you very much for your enjoying the news show. Do stay with us; you'll get used to us. I'm pretty sure of it.
A listener says on second place, I can guarantee you Tiger Woods never thought like that, or Pep, or Michael Jordan, right or wrong. Yeah, is Tiger Woods the best role model though? I'm not sure he is.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.